It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
We are, oh my gosh, I just realized this, we are literally 2 months from Christmas Eve.
Yes, sir.
Today, Captain Edith Di Mabee of the Roseburg Salvation Army, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, because we are 2 months away, you guys are getting ready. Salvation Army, known for a lot of the things you do this time of year, and with a lot of uncertainty in the world and things, I'm guessing that's adding to what you probably are expecting for a need.
We're working a little harder to make sure that we can bring a little joy into every home this Christmas season.
So what are some of the things you have coming up?
First of all, we're taking applications currently for the Christmas Angel Tree. Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 12 and 1 to 3. Come on in with a photo ID for all adults, proof of address, proof of income, and documents for your children that show their date of birth.
And the Christmas Angel Tree, what are you trying to do there?
So we gather gifts for children and kind of relieve the burden. We want to make sure every child wakes up with something under the Christmas tree. And parents are struggling this year just to put food on the table. We're grateful to be able to help.
All right, so that is going on. And what else do you have coming up?
Those trees will go out mid-November at Walmart and U.S. Bank, and we're looking for donors to take angel tags and create gifts for those children.
And so when they go out and buy something, then they just bring it back to where they got the tag?
They can bring it back to where they got the tag, or they can bring it into our office. We'll be sorting out those toys into family bags, and we'll have distribution day the 19th of December.
And so when people get the gifts, do they wrap them or do they bring them unwrapped?
Unwrapped.
All right. So that way you know exactly what's in there.
Well, we have to make sure that they're age appropriate.
Yeah, that probably would be a good idea too. So giving trees around the community. And there's this thing that the Salvation Army has done since the dawn of time.
1891, the iconic red kettle started out as a brass pot at the Oakland Ferry.
I wonder who decided to turn it red.
We're glad for the Red Kettle campaign. It is our funding source for the year so that we can continue to provide essentials to families in Douglas County.
Any idea yet how many Red Kettles you're going to have out around the area?
Just about 10.
Okay, so different store locations, and people, I mean, not everybody carries around cash anymore. How do you deal with that?
So there is a virtual Red Kettle that is open. You can go to Red Kettle Roseburg, redkettleroseburg.org, and make a donation virtually. Or at any Red Kettle location, you'll find a QR code. You can use your phone.
Boy, that's amazing technology that we can to do that now. And even some people my age actually are starting to do that. So. a good option, though, as well, because of the uncertainty of things right now with the federal government shutdown and all of that, I'm guessing that the need for food, just regular need for food that you're seeing is going up.
It has become an urgent need for all the food pantries in the area. Certainly for ours, we'll be taking a collection of food during the Christmas craft fair at Douglas County Fairgrounds. We'll take a donation of food anytime in our office, Tuesday through Friday. You can even come through the drive-through donation center for the thrift store and drop off that way.
I didn't even realize there was a drive-through there.
There is.
Wow, so you could just drive up and donate that way. I mean, as you talk to people, are you finding some folks that don't normally find themselves needing the help?
People who didn't need the help before are needing the help now just to make ends meet.
Wow.
Yes.
And, of course, some people not getting their federal paychecks starting this weekend, so that's probably just going to add to it.
It does. We have had 82 households in 3 days, and that food pantry's only open from 1 to 4.
Wow. Now, is that a lot higher than normal?
Absolutely. That's probably close to 250 people.
Man. All right. So, obviously, a big need there. So, if people want to help with the just food in general, do they just bring it into the Salvation Army? How does that work?
They can come in with a cash donation. They can make a donation at redkettleroseburg.org. They can drive through with non-perishables through our drive-through donation. They can come into the office. They can call us up, and we are happy to help.
All right. Anything else you want to let people know about?
If you need more information about the Salvation Army in Roseburg, feel free to go to roseburg.salvationarmy.org.
All right. Captain Edith Dimaby of the Roseburg Salvation Army, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
8:37 at the morning report.